Welcome to Kidney Talk, a program of Renal Support Network, a show that streams health, happiness, and hope to the kidney community. You can download all Kidney Talk shows from iTunes and find a variety of resources to help you navigate this illness at rsnhope.org. Please welcome your host, Lori Hartwell, who has lived with kidney disease since the age of two.
Well, welcome to Kidney Talk, everyone. I'm very excited today because I have a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Home dialysis is so important. It's an option. Everybody needs to know if they can do it. And I encourage everybody to really consider it because I was on home dialysis, PD, and hemo for a combination of 10 years. And today we have Dr. Chadath. He's a nephrologist and he's the Associate Chief Medical Officer of Fresenius Medical Care North America. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about the benefits. We're going to focus on home hemodialysis more and learn, you know, what's going on. So welcome to the show, Dr. Chadath.
Well, thank you, Lori. It's a pleasure to be on this show.
So why don't you just give us a little overview about what home hemodialysis is?
Well, in simple terms, home hemodialysis is doing hemodialysis in the comfort of your home. And hemodialysis is a process of removing toxins from the blood by using a machine that has a filter attached to it that removes these toxins. So the whole idea of home hemodialysis is that it can be done at home instead of going to a dialysis clinic or a facility to get treatment done.
Well, one of the things, too, is that we're going to be talking a little about mostly about home hemo, but peritoneal dialysis is also an option. And I want people to really Google and search that. There's a lot of information on our website. When we talk about home hemodialysis, you really filter the blood through machines. So can you explain a little bit about, you know, what are the benefits of being on home hemodialysis?
Absolutely. So home hemodialysis, first of all, the biggest benefit about home hemodialysis is the flexibility of schedule. One of the things about being in a clinic is that one has to be rigid in terms of schedule three times a week for a certain number of hours. There's also no flexibility in an in-center clinic of dialyzing more than three times a week. The advantage of home hemodialysis is the autonomy and the flexibility of treating so that the dialysis prescription can be individualized to the patient. The other advantage is travel. The flexibility allows, and the portability of the machines today allow folks to travel on home hemodialysis. There's actually some data talking about better survival with home hemodialysis when compared to, say, PD and in-center dialysis. I think overall there's decreased cost to the healthcare system on somebody who's on home hemodialysis. And a lot of my patients have told me in the past, Lori, that they have much better experience overall and better quality of life when they're on home hemodialysis compared to other dialysis options.
Well, I know one of the benefits for me when I was on either home hemo or PD is that I had the ability to really make my life around my treatment. And that just gave me some freedom. So if, you know, somebody said, hey, you want to go to a movie or you want to go do this or whatever, I'm like, oh, okay, I can just adjust my own schedule, which made me feel like I was a little bit more in control. And as a patient who, you know, I've been a patient for 50 years, I guess I'm a professional patient. Would you agree that I'm a professional patient after 50 years?
Oh, absolutely.
I should have an honorary, some kind of degree.
Oh, you know more about nephrology than probably a lot of people do, so.
It's I know enough to be dangerous and to get what I want. And that's what you need to be a long-term survivor. But one of the things that was really amazing to me is that I learned that people could come and visit me and we would watch movies when I would be on home dialysis. And it made it feel like, also, the other point is I didn't have to go to the clinic. And when I went to the clinic, you know, unfortunately, some people are on the end of their life. And being especially a little younger, it was sometimes hard to see that.
And I agree with you. I mean, I think the idea of being home, getting some work done, watching television, the grandkids at home to play with the grandkids, surf the internet. I mean, things that you can do in the comfort of the home is critical. And I think it adds a lot to the quality and experience that people face. And so in a way, home hemodialysis allows folks to live their life to the complete fullness, like you said. And then people forget that even diet-wise, home hemodialysis allows for a much more liberal diet with less restrictions for both in terms of phosphorus and even fluid intake. So in a way, folks can enjoy a little better diet than the restrictive diet that...
Yeah, when I was on home, I was very lucky because I could have more potassium and, you know, more fluids. And I had no kidneys. So it really did make a big difference. So tell us what's involved if you want to, try home hemodialysis. What's the first step?
Well, I think the most important thing, no matter what home dialysis option we choose, the first step is to have enough information and knowledge and education about dialysis and the treatment options so that folks can make an educated, informed decision on what's right and wrong. We all know that anything we do, there's always going to be benefits as well as some risks. And finding out what the benefits are and understanding some of the risks and how to mitigate those risks or barriers is critical to understanding what's the best option. So I would say the first option is to first either talk to somebody who's experienced home dialysis and or at least go through an education session to understand all about home dialysis. And then once that decision is made about home dialysis, then go deeper into whether peritoneal dialysis or PD is an option or if home hemodialysis is an option.
And then when you speak to your healthcare professional, like, you know, I want to try home hemo. So you have a training program. And how does the training program work?
So once a person decides, so the way we do it right now at Fresenius Medical Care is when a patient is referred for education, we actually assign what we call a kidney care advocate to that person. So in the past, education was done where people were just taught about different dialysis options, and that was it. And folks were allowed to kind of work kind of on their own to figure out what's right or wrong. One of the things that we've done in the last few years is thought about actually expanding that educator role to say, to be a more of a navigator for the patient, to light the path, if you will, to a certain modality, whether it's home hemo or PD. So after the education, we have the kidney care advocates follow these people all the way through when they start home dialysis, through their training, and up to 90 days after they finish training.
And how long does the training take? Like if I started, I first have to learn how to cannulate myself, right? Is that
correct?
That's a little scary. So
some patients come to us new without any history of being on in-center hemodialysis and would not have any idea on how to cannulate. Other patients have experienced cannulation while being in-center and transitioned to home dialysis. But the training itself is a 4 to 8 week process. And during training, usually the home hemodialysis patients are actually trained to do the treatments, but also they undergo the treatment. So it also allows for the interaction with the home hemodialysis nurse, get to understand every aspect of how to do this treatment at home in a way that's safe and without any, and mitigate all the risks involved.
So they're there, you're doing your own treatment, and the staff is there to help you till you feel totally comfortable of kind of transitioning it to going home and being on your own.
That's correct. So we start off with basic, you know, theory on the machines and the process, just hand washing technique, or how to monitor your fistula and how to check a blood pressure, and then we build incrementally over time to give the person more and more comfort on how to do their treatments. It is intimidating sometimes. I'm sure you can attest to this better than I can, to know that dialysis being so, you know, most people assume that dialysis is so complicated that it should be done in a clinic or a facility by somebody who's trained to do it. So to actually teach somebody enough about home hemo to make them comfortable and become an expert in doing it at home takes a few weeks. But we do it incrementally, step by step, so that it's clearly defined and everybody's, over time, the patient is understanding how to improve and how to do this treatment on their own at home. We also train the care partner, if there's a care partner available, on different things on how to perform treatments, depending on how much the care partner wants to get engaged and involved in the care of the home hemodialysis patient.
Now, is a care partner required to do home hemodialysis?
Well, until last year, it was required for every home hemodialysis patient to have a care partner. And one of the things that we gained in October of 2017, there was a new FDA passed gave some guidance and said that they allowed for solo home hemodialysis to be done. And these are patients who are otherwise stable and don't have a care partner. And so what we at Fresenius Kidney Care, what we did is we created a policy around what we call solo or independent home hemodialysis. So to your point, there is no need for a care partner any longer in order to qualify for home hemodialysis. But we want to make sure the person is stable. We want to make sure that the blood pressures are stable. We want to make sure there's no issues during the treatment. And there's also an emergency backup plan in case something were to go wrong. So we teach the person, educate them, even monitor them using remote monitoring devices to make sure everything is safe for somebody to do solo dialysis.
Well, and do you find that most people who do home hemo now still want to have a care partner with them?
The care partner adds a lot of things to the home hemodialysis patient. One is just the comfort of having somebody home and knowing that there's somebody there to back you up. Also, psychosocially, it makes a big difference. But then we recognize that there are a lot of patients who still love and enjoy and want to do home hemodialysis, but don't have a care partner. So I do believe that a care partner has a valuable role to play. But in circumstances where a care partner is not available, we definitely feel like solo hemodialysis at home is an opportunity.
Well, when you take your machine home, and I know there's a couple of different kinds, there's a next stage, it's a more portable machine, but there's also some Fresenius machines that require your house to have some plumbing changes. Can you explain a little bit what to expect once I go home, what I'm going to need at my house to be successful?
Absolutely. So there's two different machines currently in use in the U.S. for home hemodialysis. One is the traditional machine, what we call the baby K or K at home machine. It's actually a smaller miniature version of the machine that we currently use for regular hemodialysis in the clinics. These machines can be adapted to the home environment, but requires some modifications to the home plumbing system to be used. The advantage of the traditional miniature K machine or the K at home machine is that you can continue 3 times a week hemodialysis regimen like we do in the in-center dialysis world. The newer machine that was introduced in 2005 is the next stage one machine that you alluded to. This machine is a smaller machine in size. It's portable, but it weighs about 65 to 70 pounds, so it's not an easy lift. But the machine itself is something that does not require a lot of major modifications to the home environment. So it's easy enough to hook it up to a regular water faucet at home, and it can be used easily without much modification. So we've seen that in the U.S. today, almost 95 to 97% of home hemodialysis treatments are done using the next stage machine because of the portability and the flexibility of use.
And then you need, and I was on next stage for a while, so I can tell you this, you need about a pallet space worth of room to keep the supplies.
You're right. So one of the things about any home modality, whether it's peritoneal dialysis or home hemodialysis, we need a home, but more than anything else, I think what's more important is also have the space to actually store supplies. We're coming up with innovative ways now to think about how we can minimize the amount of space taken for supplies. But to your point, as it stands today, there's a tremendous supplies are actually sent to a patient's home once a month in most situations, but very rarely in some markets, twice a month. So there's got to be some room to store these supplies. And also other things like, for instance, needles and gauze and everything else that's needed for treatment. So I think having that space is important, but also I think it's important for the home hemodialysis team to visit the patient's home to see the home environment situation and guide them to where is the best place to store these supplies.
Now, can somebody dialyze at night with the machine while they're sleeping?
Absolutely. So both the traditional K-at-home machine and the next stage solo machines, it's the next stage one machine, which is the smaller portable machine, can be used at home at night for dialysis. Usually the treatments can run from 6 to 8 hours, depending on how it's set up. And there's what we recommend is that there's a sensor to monitor venous needle dislodgement to make sure there's no needle dislodgement at night. And so there's a few things that we need to make sure just to protect the patient. But we have successfully been able to have patients dialyze at home on home hemodialysis at night. The only other thing I would want to say here is that a care partner is necessary for patients dialyzing at night. So the solo dialysis that FDA has approved for next stage is not applicable to nocturnal dialysis.
So if you're doing nocturnal dialysis, either with the next stage or the baby K, is it just a longer, slower treatment? And would you do that 3 times a week with a baby K and like 5 or 6? Or I've even heard daily home hemo. So can you dialyze too much, I guess, is the question.
Well, it's a great point you bring up. You know, one of the things about dialysis is that it can be modified and tailored to the needs of the patient. So the next stage system can be done daily. It can be done daily at night. But most of what we see across the U.S. is an every other day nocturnal dialysis treatment. So both with the baby K or the K at home machine, we see that most folks dialyze 3 times a week at night for about 8 hours duration. With the next stage machines, we see about a 6 to 7 hour prescription prescribed 3 to 4 times a week. So what I see more often is an every other day prescription of next stage at night. So, but the question you asked me is, can it be done daily? And the answer is yes, it can be done daily. And studies have shown that you can actually improve blood pressures, manage fluid status better, clear phosphorus
right
in large quantities, and have better overall quality of life and outcomes from a heart muscle thickness standpoint, et cetera, by dialyzing every day. So if somebody wants to do it, it's an option that's available. I don't think it's not going to lead to too much dialysis. There are actually benefits of dialyzing daily, but most people tend to balance their life and dialysis and find that the happy medium is around 4 times.
Well, and I think one of the barriers that I could perceive as a patient is if I have to stick myself every day, and I could do it, you know, that might be a barrier to some people. Once you get used to it, it's okay. But it was always it's a little difficult to do. So if you're doing it daily, you have to cannulate yourself every day. And set up the machine and tear down the machine. But, and you just mentioned a little bit about that, is that, and I know some patients who've been on daily home hemo and they had to start eating phosphorus and they had to start eating potassium because their labs were too low.
That's correct. Absolutely. So you sometimes have to replace potassium and phosphorus.
Yeah, the trade-off is, are you a foodie? You might want to dialyze more frequently.
Correct. So I think the benefits of more frequent dialysis are pretty evident.
Yes,
and I think
are.
The flexibility piece, individualizing care based on somebody's, to your point, if somebody wants to eat a different diet and be more liberal with the diet, then that allows you to actually have more frequent dialysis treatments.
So maybe we can touch a little bit about, you know, what if something goes wrong? Like, you know, I guess you said that you're being censored, so the machine, basically clots, that's something that can happen, but you're trained on how to deal with that and return your blood. I actually had that happen. It was a little freaky to see your blood clot and then have to return it, but you know, you just learn how to overcome some of these little obstacles.
Well, hopefully the training, and what I believe is that the training program should cover most aspects of how to manage some of the complications associated with home hemodialysis. So the idea is that in 4 to 8 weeks, a person would get enough education to understand all aspects of how to manage home hemodialysis. But to your point, it is scary sometimes to go through some of the complications. Now, most of the complications that's been reported in the literature with home hemodialysis are really from, I would say the most common one we see is needle disconnect or dislodgement. Very rarely do we see catastrophic events. In most cases, and it's sometimes clotting to the point you just made earlier.
Right.
Sometimes systems clot off and you need to learn how to give the blood back. But there's a nurse on call to handle issues that come up. So I don't want people to fear that, you know, there's nobody watching. There's no direct monitoring, but still you have a person available. Most home programs will have a 24-hour on-call service from a nursing standpoint to cover. There's also technical support if there's issues related to the machine. So But the complication and the rate with home hemo is much less than what we see with in-center hemodialysis under observation of a skilled nurse or a technician. So I feel like some of the fear exists, but it's much less than what you see in traditional conventional hemodialysis.
Well, you know what my theory is because once you go through the training and you're put in charge of taking care of yourself, you become more in tune with what's going on with you and you react because you're in charge. And in the unit, sometimes we just kind of like, oh, you take care of me. And, you know, they don't react the way we would to our bodies.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
And I, you know, I had that problem with my husband too, because I used to think that he could read my mind what I wanted for my anniversary, right? And he got me a Swiss Army knife one time. And I realized that he couldn't read my mind. And so I had to be, it's a little bit of analogy there to home dialysis, is that because healthcare professionals don't know what we feel.
No, you're absolutely right.
And I think, we do. So we can react very quickly and be in control. And now, you know, I just give my husband a list of things I want and we're all happy and been married 20 years. So, but, you know, sometimes it's, I know that some of our members, they're like, oh, I just rather somebody else do my dialysis for me. I don't want to do it. And it's a little bit to the analogy of like, oh, I just rather somebody else do my laundry. It might not fit or shrink a little bit, but and it'd be much better if I do it myself, but it's just easier to have somebody else do it.
No, I have to agree 100% with you. I think an engaged patient who takes care of themselves in some way makes a big difference. I mean, there's been studies after studies showing that the more engaged the person is in their own care, the better the overall outcome. So I 100% agree with you that I believe that every home hemodialysis patient should participate in some way in the care. Now, everybody may not be able to do everything, and that's why sometimes care partners or having family and friend support is important. But I always insist that my patients actually participated in some way possible in their own dialysis.
Well, and it is. There's a lot of literature coming out, and I'm a big believer in in-center self-care, where you're taking a more active role in helping with your dialysis, knowing what your blood pressure is, knowing what, you know, different alarms mean. It doesn't mean you have to take over all your care, but to be aware of what's going on. And, you know, it's just better for everybody because I know from experience that most of my long-term friends who've been here for decades, we were very engaged in our care, and we've lived to prove it.
I agree. I mean, you're a good example of how well some of these home therapies can work. You know, and obviously the goal eventually is that dialysis should be a bridge to transplant.
Exactly.
And to get to transplant, we want to make sure the person's in the best health and shape possible. So being engaged in your own care is a major step towards being good and taking care of the transplant down the road. So I do believe that this actually leads to a better prepared patient for even transplantation.
Well, and I think healthcare society as a whole needs to change a little bit about, you know, people being more responsible and taking an active role. I mean, it's still a little parental. Healthcare is still a little parental, and the more the person who has the illness takes charge, the better every illness is. I mean, so well, let's talk a little bit about traveling, because we had mentioned earlier about the NxStage machine, and you can just put that on an airplane, or because it has a little case, or you could put it in the back of your car and your supplies, and you can just go, correct?
That's correct.
But with the Fresenius Baby K machine, if you want to travel, you just basically go in center when you travel and your dialysis unit. Can you explain a little bit how that's arranged?
I definitely can. So that's been one big disadvantage of the K at home with the Baby K machine, was that the machine is not portable. So when you travel, you have to actually set up travel ahead of time so that the clinic can expect you and get the records necessary to set up the treatment. We have an admissions system, a centralized admissions process. So if a patient who's on K at home or Baby K machine is traveling, they inform the social worker or the home nurse about their travel plans. And through our centralized admission process, we try to find the closest clinic to where they're traveling to and try to fit the dialysis to their travel schedule. So if somebody's visiting a family member or going there for a wedding or going to the beach, we want to make sure that they try to enjoy as much as they can. And we try to match their needs with the facility that's closest to where they are and set up the treatment so that the information will flow from the home program directly to the clinic so that everything's there when they show up for the treatments.
And I've experienced that, you know, it's fantastic. And I know people who go on cruises, they do all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it just always pretty much makes it, you know, everything arrives. And if something's delayed, they have backup plans.
That's correct.
So it's not all that scary. Like you said, it sounds a little bit more scary than it is.
Our goal is to make sure that everybody gets to enjoy life to the fullest. So that means travel is necessary. So I have told my patients always, you should travel as much as you can. Let us figure out the logistics, but you should feel free to travel where you want to go.
Now, I want to just move a little bit to payment, because I think I get a lot of questions through our support group, like, oh, do I have to pay for the machine if I go on home? There's a lot of misconceptions, and the machines are basically leased by the dialysis companies, correct?
That's absolutely correct, yes.
So included in the payment.
It is part of the payment. So there's no out-of-pocket charges when it comes to machines or supplies or anything else related to treatment. That's all covered as part of the treatment cost. I would say that with home dialysis, but it's home hemodialysis or peritoneal dialysis, there's actually an added benefit in that Medicare coverage will go to day one. So it goes actually, people can get Medicare coverage from the first day of treatment as opposed to waiting for about 90 days to get Medicare. So that's one big advantage of home dialysis overall, is that Medicare payment starts from day one. So people aren't stuck with the bill for, you know, even for hospitalization for that matter, or other needs like fistula placement, et cetera, which can all be done as part of Medicare payment. So to your point, everything is covered and there's no out-of-pocket payment at all that they need to worry about.
And if you have Medicare, that's 80%, but then you have your other 20%, you have to have a secondary.
Correct.
Or some other means, but it doesn't cost more than what it would be for in-center. Is that correct? It's the same equivalent?
Yeah, I agree. The overall, you're right. So Medicare will pay for 80%, and then 20% would be secondary. But the overall cost of treatment, overall, if you look at the healthcare system as a whole, home hemodialysis and peritoneal dialysis is a whole lot cheaper to the system than in-center hemodialysis.
And it's better for you.
It is better. So I think in a way, today's healthcare is more focused on value, which means we want to get better quality, better outcomes at a lower cost.
Well, I know in some countries they just make you go on home and they don't give you the choice to go in center first. We give people a lot of options, like what do you want to do? And sometimes patients, I think, make the wrong choice and just say, okay, you do my laundry for me.
I think one of the things we want to do is empower the patients to feel comfortable about doing treatments and get engaged in their own care. So I agree with you. There are countries where people are forced to do PD first because it's from a policy standpoint and from a financial standpoint, it makes sense. In the U.S., there is an option to go either on home dialysis or in-center dialysis. But we found out, at least from internal data at Fresenius, as well as data that's published, that once a patient is educated about dialysis options and understand what they're getting into and can make an informed decision, more than half the folks tend to choose home dialysis because it makes sense.
Well, and that leads to kind of my closing question, is that can patients get home hemodialysis through every clinic, or if there's nobody getting home hemo through their clinic, you know, what do they do? I mean, that's sometimes a barrier because it's not offered through their particular facility.
Well, you know, home hemodialysis has grown from being a therapy that was not offered in a lot of markets to what's being offered in most markets today. So I would encourage patients to go out there and find a program closer to home. Because you're doing your treatments at home, you don't have to have a clinic right next to where you live. You could go to a clinic that's a few miles away from your house, but it's important to find a clinic that has a home hemodialysis program, has a home hemodialysis training facility, and a physician who understands home hemodialysis. And I can tell you today, we've got, at Fresenius, we have about 1,100 home programs across the country, and most of the programs have the availability of home hemodialysis. So it is much more prevalent today than it was before.
Well, and I always tell people who come to our support group, and they say, oh, well, you know, I went to my doctor and it's not really offered, or PD is not offered through my particular center. And I say, well, always ask your doctor for somebody. Can he refer you to somebody who does offer those?
I agree.
And you don't have to be like afraid to ask your doctor to refer you to another doctor that offers those particular treatments.
No, I agree. I think you're absolutely right. I think most patients should feel comfortable asking their physicians to help direct them to a modality that they want to do. So if home dialysis is what a patient wants to do, they should ask to be referred to a home dialysis program close to where they live, where they can get a better, you know, the right care for themselves.
Well, I think sometimes the patient feels like they're hurting the doctor's feelings. Can you just specify that your feelings are not hurt if a patient asks you that?
Oh, absolutely not. I think I'd say all the physicians want what's best for the patient.
Yeah.
The problem is sometimes the physicians may have some sort of a preconceived idea on who's the right candidate for home dialysis.
Right.
And that creates a barrier.
Parental sometimes. This industry is just a little too parental.
I agree. And I think in a way, what physicians really like to hear is patients come out and say, no, I think this is the right therapy for me, or this is the right treatment for me. And I can guarantee that almost all physicians would want to support that. So I don't think there's going to be a problem. And I would encourage patients to actually go to their physicians and say, no, I want to try this. And there's no harm in trying and failing. It's definitely worth trying.
You don't have to stick to it. I mean, I tell patients, right, or, you know, I tell some of the people who come to our support group or contact us through our website or just inquiring that, look, you just decide to go on home and you give it a good effort and it doesn't seem to work out for you for whatever reason. You can always go back to in-center, or you can try PD. You can switch different treatment options. That's within your right to do. So you're not like stuck there for the rest of your life if you don't like it.
No, I agree. I tell my PD patient, I said, no PD is worse than failed PD.
Right.
I would rather give you a chance to try it, experience it, try to figure out what's not working and try to make it work for somebody. And if it turns out that it's not an option in the end, at least you can feel like you gave it your best shot.
Exactly. It's such a blessing to be able to do your own treatments. And somebody who's, you know, was on dialysis for a total of 13 years and 10 years of those on home, I don't know if I would be in such a good position of where I am today if I had not done home all those years. And it really made a difference. I worked. I had an apartment by myself. A lot of those years were when I was from age 14 to 23. And I, you know, had a boyfriend. I was just, you know, I just living life. And then I was lucky enough to get a transplant. And then that one took me for 20 years. But I was so healthy when I got that transplant. And I do believe it was because I was getting such great dialysis with home dialysis and living life and enjoying life. So I encourage everybody listening to really consider that and inquire, because, you know, we need to be our own advocates.
And I just wanted to mention to the audience that, you know, the FreseniusKidneyCare.com website has incredible information and resources for people to read and understand about what home hemodialysis is, what peritoneal dialysis is, and basically learn from, at least get some idea of what these therapies are, and then have a meaningful conversation with the physicians so that they can get the best option for themselves.
Well, and I'm going to spell that because, no offense, but Fresenius is kind of a weird name. So I'm just going to spell that. It's FreseniusKidneyCare, kidneycare.com. And I think I just won the spelling bee, actually. but you can find a lot of information on that. And Dr. Chadath, I really thank you for your expertise and your passion for you know, bringing home dialysis therapies and educating healthcare professionals and family members and people who have kidney disease that this is an option. So I thank you for your dedication to, you know, the kidney community.
Thank you so much for having me on this. And I'm very happy to be a part of this. my goal is to make sure that everybody gets the option to at least try home dialysis. So I'm glad to be part of this process.
Well, we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to Kidney Talk, a program of Renal Support Network. Please make sure to find us on Facebook or sign up for our newsletter at rsnhope.org. Kidney Talk is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment from your physician. Always seek the advice of your own healthcare provider regarding your medical condition.